Did you hear that? It kind of double clutched when it started, didn't it? That was weird. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations. Monday, can't trust that day, alohas to you. Getting underway with the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show, the 5 o'clock follies. Oh, yeah. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, excuse me, is bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bobby, how could you? You unceremoniously cut off Never Trumper, just when he was preparing to lambaste Trump. No mulligan for you. That was my mulligan. that's a replay where, you know, I hit a bad shot, get to hit another one. That's the way Bill Clinton played his entire round. Oh, that one didn't count. I was interfered with. Bobby Mack, I respect you, R-E-S-P-I-C-T, for sharing the alternative site for Google and Bing, but when I typed it in, it's DuckDuckGo. But when I typed it in, came across a website dedicated to my career entitled Yuck Yuck Go. Yeah, been there, done that. Bobby, I've had a terrible, can't trust that Monday. Great to be with you on the way home. Appreciate that. We'll see if we can brighten it up for you a bit. Sorry, Bobby Mac. Previous texter was trying to say your way of thinking is as his way of thinking, that the generation nowadays have no class. Was that it? Okay, thanks. Bobby just sent you an email on the Steel Golf Clubs article on American Thinker. Thank you. I'll check that out. Bobby, help me find my Hague Ultra pitching wedge. It's my only son. A Hague Ultra pitching wedge. Bobby, I use DuckDuckGo on my phone as well. Bobby, all those Hank Haneys and Butch Harmons ain't worth a blank. Well, they got their own way of doing it. You know, but when you've seen as many people as I have hit golf balls, with all the look at the different kind of swings that the pros have. You know, does Tiger Woods swing the golf club the same way as Jim Furyk? Hardly. You know, it's whatever works for you. Okay, the president is back at it. He's twittering today. He's tweeting. President Trump again putting pressure on technology companies. That would be the loony lefties in Silicon Valley. Telling Reuters in an interview published today that it's very dangerous when social platforms like Twitter and Facebook self-regulate content. Yeah. Who was it? I saw a headline the other day. Was it Twitter now admits they're left-leaning? Yeah. Thank you for that stunning admission, by the way. What a revelation. Did you know that, Moneypenny? Twitter is left-leaning. Stunning. Major social media companies have for months been responding to claims that they censor conservatives. Claims. How about evidence? The president last month called Twitter discriminatory and accused the company of shadow banning prominent Republicans by de-emphasizing certain accounts from search results. Now, you want to put up something about how wonderful Islam is and how it's a religion of peace, hey, no problem, pal, post away. You want to post something about the knife attacks in London, not so much. The president's latest comments come just 2 weeks after big tech companies suspended or banned conservative radio host Alex Jones for violating community policies. Why does this remind me of that old story? You know, that begins, first they came for Alex Jones. Facebook was among the earliest to remove a post by the InfoWars host after Apple took down several of his podcasts. Twitter was later to act, but ultimately suspended Jones for a week. knuckles on the ruler on the knuckles. Both Twitter and Facebook are private companies, giving them the legal standing to ban accounts that they say violate their guidelines or terms of service. And that's perfectly true. They are. And as a consumer of these kinds of social media stuff, it's my decision to not use them. Now, the radio station does. Not me. Representatives for the companies have appeared before Congress several times in the last year to BS congressmen about banning conservatives. No, wait a minute. That's not the same. Representatives for the companies have appeared before Congress several times in the last year to address claims of censoring conservatives. Twitter has repeatedly said it doesn't shadow ban, and Facebook said it doesn't moderate content based on political beliefs. Yeah, right. They don't, but their algorithms, I guess, are the ones who are responsible, right?
What?
Yeah. The company's been ramping up content moderation and hiring more human fact checkers. Where'd they find them? Snopes.com? Take a look sometime at the story behind Snopes.com. It was this couple out in Silicon Valley, and a couple of lefties. And their fact-checking, essentially, you know, was liberal-based. Anything that was conservative, they declared was untrue. And then the husband of this duo divorced the wife and ran off with a stripper, or no, former porno actress. Yeah, former porno actress. And the ex-wife and the ex-hubby got into a fight over who owned Snopes. And God. So, yeah, there's certainly a reliable fact checker. Facebook and Twitter were both used by foreign actors who sought to play up political divisions around social issues. Well, I can understand people being upset at that. That's the job of the Democrat Party, not Facebook and Twitter. They're the ones who play up political divisions around social issues. Facebook said last month it detected similar interference ahead of the November midterm elections, and Twitter announced a purge of abusive accounts. I wonder which ones. Yeah. Breitbart. American Thinker. Daily Caller. Washington Times. Washington Examiner. New York Times. Washington Post. Oh, you're free to go. Yeah, just keep publishing your garbage. Truly incredible. Bobby, good afternoon. How are you? Might have covered this already, but I don't get out of work until 5. There was an article written today about a pedophile in Greenville who was planning on a project thing, a girl for a sex slave, and wrote about cannibalism when the judge put him on parole. Who is this? Thank you. I haven't seen that. Bobby, R-E-S-P-I-C-T sounds to me like a Latino dog whistle. Or an Al Sharpton show on BSNBC.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real, well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Al, she even spelled it out for you in the song, buddy. How much help do you need with this? 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I don't know which is stupider, that or Stevie Wonder saying that global warming caused Aretha Franklin's cancer. Which he did. Where do they come up with this stuff? 5:16. Be right back. You go, girl. 5:21 here, the Bobby Mac Show. Bumper to bumper on a manic Monday. So, what do you know? The Intel boys, the spooks, are starting to have trouble in paradise and are becoming somewhat critical of each other. Do I detect a crevice appearing in their wall of Trump hatred? Yeah. Former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, you remember him, clap on, clap off, concerned that John Brennan's criticism of the president went too far. Well, how so? You think when he said the president committed treason? When he said that he had proof that Trump colluded with the Russians? Where is it, Brennan? You know, there's a special prosecutor who's looking into this, John. Maybe you could get off your Muslim prayer rug long enough. You could go down there and talk to Mueller about it. If you got evidence, let's see it. Because they've been going at it for more than a year and a half and got zero, zip, zilch, nada, nothing. Brennan's rhetoric is becoming an issue as the president renews calls for Mueller to investigate. Said Sunday he thinks former CIA director John Brennan has gone too far. John and his rhetoric have become an issue in and of itself, Clapper said on the Collusion News Network's State of the Union. John is subtle like a freight train, and he's going to say what's on his mind. Yeah. Clapper's comments came in response to an op-ed penned by Brennan in the New York Times this week, in which he wrote that the president that his actions were treasonous. Clapper said he empathized with Brennan. I'm sure he does, since he was in with Brennan and Comey and all the rest of them from the swamp, but voiced concerns for Brennan's fiery rhetoric toward Trump and his administration. I think that the common denominator among all of us in the intelligence community, there's an oxymoron, intelligence community, that have been speaking up is genuine concern about the jeopardy and threats to our institutions. How about the threat to the American people when these institutions are weaponized against the presidential candidate of an opposition party, Mr. Clapper? How about that? Brennan's claims drew criticism from some in the intel community. He said the timing was suspect. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, Republican North Carolina, on Thursday took aim at Brennan for purporting to know as fact that the Trump campaign colluded with a foreign power. Really? Don't we already know that there was a presidential campaign that colluded with a foreign power, that hired a foreign national, a former MI6 intelligence agent, to create a bogus dossier with all kinds of weird tales about Donald Trump? Yeah, if there was collusion with a foreign power, it was from Hillary Clinton's campaign. And collusion with the FBI and collusion with the CIA. If his statement is based on intelligence he's seen since leaving office, it constitutes an intelligence breach. If he has some other personal knowledge of or evidence of collusion, it should be disclosed to the special counsel, not the New York Times, Senator Burr said. Burr added that the president has the full authority to rescind security clearance if the statements were purely political and based on conjecture. The president, of course, revoked Brennan's security clearance last week, saying that his lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets and facilities, the very aim of our adversaries to sow division and chaos. More than 60 former intel officials on Friday denounced Trump's decision, stating that ex-intelligence officers should have the right to express their opinions on national security matters without punishment. There is no punishment. Is Brennan going to jail? Is Brennan being hauled before a grand jury? Have his First Amendment rights to spew his vitriol been limited in any way? No. The only thing that's been limited is his access to SCIF knowledge, secure compartmentalized information. Clapper this week also criticized the Trump administration for its decision, joining more than a dozen high-ranking officials who signed a letter censuring the president, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. To the phones we go. Bill at Lyman Lake is next up here on the Monday edition. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the show.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Me too. 40 days till retirement.
Wow. But who's counting, right?
Give me a cowbell or a rim shot or something.
You bet. Hey, that's funny because Jerry, our chief of engineering, is also, I was just back there joking with him that there's not a big calendar up on his wall and he's X-ing out the days. He's retiring mid-September. So.
Well, I'm 68 and a half, so I'm, you know, I'm past it, but I own part of the company and I'm finally where I want to be.
Well, that's good. Well, 68 and a half, you're just a kid, Bill. What are you doing giving up this early when you're just a kid?
Well, there ain't but about 2 or 3 years difference in our age, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, about 3 and a half. Yeah, you're right. I turned 72 yesterday. Right.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Why do ex-employees of the federal, state, county, city, government, anything need to retain top secret security clearance?
That's an excellent.
Or am I just misunderstanding what's being said?
No.
I don't get it. If they're out of government, they don't need it.
Exactly. And that's a great question, Bill. And the answer is, well, the money, the answer comes in three parts. Money being one, influence being another, and power being the third. When you have a top-level security clearance, as Brennan has, you know, he can go in and see anything, no matter what the top level of classification may be, he can go in and see it. And as a result, he makes himself more valuable to places like the Collusion News Network, which has hired him as an expert commentator. People will look to somebody like that who has inside information as a candidate for their board. And it's just a matter of the level of influence that you have when you have access to that kind of information. So these people essentially are using it for their own personal gain and personal aggrandizement.
So that's like, and I've told you, Bobby, in the past, I've dealt with city and county government, some state, for 37 years.
Yep.
So that's like, after you leave the marriage, mm-hmm. that's like your ex-wife still having all your passwords to all your bank accounts.
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy, but or metaphor, whichever it is. But that's
one
right.
Of those things.
It's one of those things. I know.
I don't get how that's ever happened to begin with. When you walk out the door and turn in your papers,
yeah,
you know, you lose all your benefits and classification. Yeah. I don't understand why.
Yeah, because they've been able to do it is why. You know, these guys sell themselves to all the think tanks, all these foundations, and the reason that they bring them on is because they have inside information that could be useful to them in their business.
But why doesn't the government stop it the day they walk out and turn in their pink slip?
An excellent question.
Done. You're not government anymore.
Well, because the fox is guarding the hen house, and when the legislators leave their position as a congressman or senator, then they go to work for a lobbying firm or for one of these think tanks. So they'd be cutting off their nose despite their face. They'd be killing the goose that laid the golden egg for them somewhere down the road.
Well, I honestly thought, Bobby, I was so stupid that I could not understand, you know, why they're clearance was not wiped away when they left government.
Right. No, you're
well, like everything else that we do, it doesn't, our federal government doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely right. And it's not stupidity. It's just they don't want you to know that they were retaining these top secret security clearances and using them for their own personal gain. You know, as long as nobody knew about it, it was fun.
You're the best you're the best voice in the upstate, and I would venture to say you're the closest thing we got to Rush Limbaugh, babe, and I'm very proud of what you do, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Very, very kind, Bill. And if I don't appreciate the kind words, and if I don't talk to you again between now and when's your retirement? Oh, I think he's gone. I'm sorry. Well, in any event, Bill, enjoy your retirement. And just because you retired doesn't mean you have to go away from the show. 5:32 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's Rex next in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Monday. Yeah, pretty good guitar work for a left-hander playing a right-handed guitar upside down. What? I am told that when I guess it was the movie Woodstock came out, Jimi Hendrix was playing in that, I think it was Eric Clapton and maybe Peter Townsend from The Who, a couple of those guys. Went to see it in the movie theater. They saw Hendrix and came out of the movie theater and looked at each other and said, well, what do we do now? 5:41, 19 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, once you leave active duty, you retain your clearance for 2 years. I guess that's because you can be recalled, and that makes perfect sense. But anyone else, it should be taken with their key and their badge as they exit the building. I hear you. Tim is next up and is in Spartanburg. Wants to talk about security clearances as well. Hi, Tim, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Bobby Mack. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the security clearance and the way they do this in giving you security clearance is it's more of a vetting process that said you have the ability to be trusted to see the top secrets. You still can't just go into anything. So I've got top secret clearance. I need to be able to see this document. You have to have a real reason to do it. And more or less, and regardless, when they took this away from them, basically, as a top secret clearance person, there are tons of civilian jobs that if you've gone through that process, now you can be a contractor back to the government.
Right.
Otherwise, it costs $40,000 to $100,000 to go through the vetting process. And so by doing this, he no longer can have any of those possible jobs, which is what he really needs to do. I mean, and in a way, yes, it is a punishment, and it should have been because he should not be doing these things.
Correct.
At all. He has abused his power.
Yes. Yeah,
I think because he has the clearance does not mean he has the access. So I just want everybody to understand that he's just not running around grabbing files.
With one exception, because he is cleared for everything as the former DCI, any of the SCIF items, and everything is compartmentalized, as I'm sure you know, Tim. And for those people that may have seen the movie 13 Hours in Benghazi, there was a room that the agency contractors went into that had those initials on the door, SCIF, and that is a secure compartmentalized information facility because each individual project or op they may be working is in its own compartment, and not everybody is cleared for all of those compartments.
Right. He would be cleared for it, but he still have to have a need to know to have access to it. Unless, again, the government is as corrupt as we believe it is.
Yes.
He probably could just walk in and do it because he has the access. But by model, he should not have it unless he has a need to know for whatever he is doing at that moment in time.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the call.
You.
Good to have you here today, sir. 5:44, let me quickly get Bill in Lake Lure on with me. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the Monday edition.
Hey, both Bob older than me. Happy belated.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir. 72 complete revolutions around the sun.
Yeah, I hear you. Ain't that something?
It is, yeah. They said it never happened.
Well, I didn't think I'd make 30, and now 70's coming up.
Amen. So. There you go.
OMG.
Yep.
You know my background. I worked for no such agency and carried a TSCSI. I had to have that before I could even go to school.
Yep. OGA.
And when I left, signed that you go to prison forever if you run your mouth paperwork. And when I left, that was the end of the clearance. I had no need for it.
Exactly.
I wasn't being held over as a contractor or as an advisor, this, that, and the other. So I think all these people, other than the fact that Lennon and the rest of them just want to capitalize.
Right.
You know, say, hey, yeah, I was blah, 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 and I still got my clearance. Well,
right.
They got no need to clearance. And I got to agree with you now. In that particular agency that don't exist, I was working for, you and I could have grown up together and best friends. But if you weren't on my mission, I wasn't on your mission. We didn't talk about mission.
Yeah, that is exactly correct. Yep.
It was totally closed because you could wind up in Leavenworth for that, too.
And yet, here is Hillary with her private server, which obviously has classified information on it. One of the emails that was in there had the name of an Iranian nuclear scientist who was cooperating with us and yeah. giving us inside data about yeah. what exactly they were up to there in Tehran. And when that information was hacked, guess what happened to that Iranian scientist? He was rewarded with a bullet in the head.
Oh, I ain't no doubt about it. And there's a reason for these clearances and
absolutely
with it, you know. To this day, I don't understand why that woman is still walking free. I just don't get it.
You and me both, other than the width and depth of the swamp and the people yeah. willing to protect her.
You got that right, brother.
Bill, I appreciate yeah. your service, and thanks very much for the call from up there. Beautiful Lake Lure.
Yeah, it is beautiful and wet.
Take care, Bill. I appreciate the call.
All right.
546, oh, for wondering about the OGA comment, that's other government agency. 546, 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Bob McLean!
It's too funny. I got a picture in my email today from Fox Mulder. This guy, I'm guessing he's an Army captain. He's in fatigues. He's in camo, so it's hard to tell. I can't see his unit designation or anything. But in the first picture, he's standing there holding this little puppy in one arm. And in the next picture, I don't know if it's a golden doodle or what, but he's gigantic. And he's holding him with both arms. Just, it's like, what are you feeding that thing? 552 here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. Tracy is in the big truck in Arizona. Hi, Tracy, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How glad to hear y'all are still doing good out there.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call in, and I leave town for a couple of days to do this load, and I listen on the radio app all the time, and I listened, and I found out that everybody in South Carolina apparently has got bad gas. You know,
yes.
And they drive like crazy, which we all knew that. But, you know, people really need to slow down and put their phones down.
Yes.
You know, don't text and drive. For goodness sakes, please stop doing that.
Man, that is so, yeah, that is so bad.
Yeah, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
That you got recently. And I was asking why your picture's not on the radio.com app like Tara and Vince's is. I have no clue. I thought that was unfair to you.
Oh, it's not? Well, we're about to get some new pictures taken, so I guess that's what they're doing. They're waiting for the new ones. I think we're going next week for new pictures.
Oh, well, cool. Anyways, like I said, you know, y'all guys stay safe and don't drink and drive, don't text and drive, and please, I'll be home in like 4 days. Please have the air cleaned out by the time I get there.
we'll go to work on it, Tracy, and I'm sure that it'll be sparkling clear by the time you get here, as clear as pure mountain spring water.
No, close enough.
Thanks,
all right,
Tracy.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
You bet. Good to hear from you in Arizona today, and be safe driving out there. Henry is next up. We crossed the border to North Carolina. Henry is in Hendersonville. Hi, Henry, and welcome to the program.
Hello from God's country.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to share two quotes to make you think. I heard them today. I don't know who said either one, but there was an earlier show caller or texter that made the point that, well, at least Al Sharpton doesn't have to worry about how fast he eats ice cream.
Yeah. I guess so.
A couple seconds, but that cracked me up.
Yeah, really. Yeah, there's no worry with brain freeze there, right?
I thought at first, boy, that's a really random comment.
Yeah, it's off the wall, but I get it. I like it, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one before. And the other, I was watching a video last night of, I don't know who he was, some guy I'd never heard of that was talking to Tucker Carlson, and he said, we live in the only country in history where even the people that hate the country don't want to leave.
Yeah. I mean, stop and think about it for a second.
Great comment.
Yeah, how true. How absolutely true. And we live in a country where people who support illegals who have come to this country in violation of our laws, those people are dreamers. And the people who want to enforce the laws that exist to secure our borders are racist xenophobes.
Yeah.
How we arrived at this point is mind-boggling.
And I'd like to know if I'm in the running for a listener of the year also. I haven't heard yet.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Your name is in the hat.
Is the company going to send me a text if I'm in the running?
Well, corporate handles that, Henry. That's above my pay grade. And it's also above my security clearance. So.
All right, take care.
You too, Ed. Good to hear from you from North Carolina today. Ah, the Miami Herald. Yeah, and these guys wonder why newspapers just declining like the Titanic. Miami Herald on Sunday endorsed the candidacy of Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. She is running as a Republican for a Florida House seat for the Florida's 27th Congressional District. So she's a candidate for Congress. The newspaper called her a strong candidate in the race with plausible conservative ideas. Okay. She claims to have communicated with aliens throughout her life and says extraterrestrials once visited her. Well, enough said. Got my vote. Bonus hour is on the way next, including both amazing true facts and boneheads in the news. Be right back.